Welcome into Pirate Basketball Overtime here on the Sports Objective as we take a look at and reflect on a tough loss yesterday, that being Saturday afternoon to Tulsa, the Golden Wave there, and 77 to 68 and Golden Hurricane, I should say. Hey, Kyle from LaGrange Barber, how are you, man?
Going on, Dave. Yeah, the losing streak continues for the Pirates.
Five straight.
We are 0 for 2021. We got to get off the schneid here soon. This is not good.
Want to give a shout out to our good friend Bubba Rosenbaum, who is producing tonight behind the scenes. Thank you, buddy. I know he's got a lot going on, so thanks for that. Yeah, it's been really difficult. This was a great start, 7-1 for. And as you said, Kyle, after Christmas, it's been downhill, five straight. And another, the thing about you look at the UCF loss, the Tulsa loss, the Tulane. There's been three or four games that we're in the game. The Memphis game is the only game that we were not even close being, and you have like four or five scholarship players out and the like. So it seems like now, I don't know if you noticed, Kyle, we're frustrated as fans and media because we see this team so close, and if they didn't have COVID, no excuses. But where it seems like finally we'll have the post game comments from Jaden Garner, JJ Miles, and Coach Dooley as well in the show. But one thing Jaden was talking about is they need that normalcy, Kyle, of having practice and playing, and not practice, stop, maybe play. Oh, no, we're not playing. You know what I'm saying? I know it's been that way for everybody, but we focus on the Pirates here.
Yeah, and like you said, it's been that way for everybody, so you can't really use that as an excuse. I knew it was a mistake when they let them go home at Christmas. I mean, I get it. The kids have been away from their family so long, and it's just been a disaster ever since. COVID's been running rampant, not just East Carolina, but everywhere. And it's really just we've really just been out of sync, screwed up, and you got to wonder if things were normal, what our record would be right now. But here's what it is: no excuses, because everybody's been dealing with it. And bottom line, this is year three of it ain't even a rebuild; it's a build. But it needs to start seeing some results. And hopefully, I'm not giving up on the season yet. I think we can still turn it around before the season's over.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Literally, thank God for the great start, my friend, because if this was a normal year, meaning like the how we struggle in non-conference, this season would be a complete disaster. But starting out 7-1, and we're now 7-6, Kyle, five straight games we've lost. It's really, really tough. And you feel bad for the coaches and players because they were really off to a hot start. And then Jaden Gardner getting the concussion, and you have, I mean, some injuries. I understand that. And then the COVID protocol, and you have folks with COVID in the program. So it's just been really, really disappointing for them, not for us, because we're proud of the team. And it's not. I think the frustrating thing for me, Kyle, is that you see that this program, just like the football program, is making progress. And you hate for something that's off the field to, or off the court in this case, to have such an impact as it has.
Yeah. And like I said before, it's redundant at this point, but you wonder how things would have played out if it wasn't for COVID. But, who knows? Like I said, everybody has to deal with it. And we're still building depth. And I don't know. Hopefully, before too long, we'll start seeing some results.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's, I know that I know people would say, well, the basketball program has had a few bright seasons over the last 50 years, but a lot of losing. But when you know this team is better than the record, then that really hurts. And hopefully we'll be able to get that soon. We're going to be going in just a second to the press conference. We'll play those audio for you from yesterday, being Saturday afternoon. And with we have Jaden Gardner, we're gonna have JJ Miles, and we also have Coach Joe Dooley, and we'll get their thoughts, and we'll do that in just a second. Kyle, I want to mention too, by the way, while we have a chance, I want to give a shout out to our good friend Mark Minakazi. I know it's baseball, certainly, but we appreciate his sponsorship on 23 Jungle Tales and pgxgloves.com. We want to mention that to folks. Make sure we say that on every podcast and every show that we have. how much he means to us. So,
anyway. And you know, PGX Loves is, like you said, sponsoring Jungle Tales. And don't forget, go to their website, order something, and don't forget to use the code ECU at checkout, and you will save 25% off your order, which is a great deal. And they got purple and gold ECU themed stuff. We got a 23 Jungle Tales t-shirt there. Go get yourself some golf gloves from PGX. I know we got some golfers out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know what? Mark is so cool. Kaz is so great. He probably could get you some golf clubs, and who knows? He might be able to. We'll see if he can autograph or customize, I should say, the golf bag. That would be cool too. But maybe that's a future product. They're having some R&D down the line. But thanks again. We want to make sure that we should give a shout out each time to, again, pgxgloves.com. Mark Minakazi, who played, of course, third base for Randy Mazey during the Mazey era. Appreciate him for all that he did for the Pirates, and appreciate him, what he's doing for us now. And, of course, the sports objective. Getting back to basketball, it was disappointing, obviously. And, you know, I think, Kyle, one of the things that we saw, that if you could relate the football team to the basketball team, is the basketball team was winning games. And now that we're off kilter with all the stuff going on, they've just got to find, as Coach Dooley, I know, said, I think game before last, got to find a way to win.
Got to get confidence back. Got to find a way to win. And I think once they, I got a feeling, I think this team is talented enough. Once we get a win, I think we could win a few games. You could have as a successful February as you had a disappointing January, and then maybe things would all equal out. We'll see. I'm not giving up on the season just yet, because I think we have a lot of talent on this team, and a lot of young talent. So it ain't over. It ain't over in terms of, I don't think we're going to lose out. Let me put it like that. I still think there's some wins to be had out there for this basketball team going into the conference tournament in March.
No doubt, and that's the one thing about it, Kyle, is that there. Thank God there is talent on the team. It's not like we have a team that's really bad, and we're trying to be nice and put a happy face on it. And it's one of those things where we're gonna have a lot of fun with this team. And they're certainly, I thought that we'd have a few more wins at this point, but overall, all things considered, I've been pleased with. At least we're seeing.
Well, I don't know what that'd be pleased with the way December started. You know, I think we expected to be around 500 in conference play at this point, and we're not. So that is disappointing. To get off basketball just for a minute, Dave. Before I forget, we had some football news yesterday. We have a new running backs coach from Georgia Southern. Do you have his name there? I'm terrible with names. I can tell you all about the guy. Been at Georgia Southern the last 5 years, running backs coach, coached at Appalachian State from 2011 through 2014. Before that was at Gardner-Webb. Has a very good reputation as a recruiter. Georgia Southern runs a triple option style offense. So coaching
Chris Foster.
Running back, say again?
Chris Foster,
yes. So coaching the running backs in a triple option style system, it's a big responsibility. It's a bigger responsibility than most running back coaches have, because obviously in a triple option system, the running back position is so key. I think it's a great hire. Another great hire by Coach Houston. And he's made two hires this offseason, one because the coach left and one because the coach was let go. And I like both hires a lot. That says a lot about the faith that Chris Foster has in Coach Houston. He's in a – Look, that Georgia Southern job secure. They've gone to a bowl and been in the top half of the Sun Belt the last several years. So he left a job where he knew that staff was going to be there for a while to come to East Carolina, and so that shows the confidence he has in Coach Houston.
Yeah, that just tells you that they know that something big is about to happen here, and I really believe that. And just like I do with basketball, I tell you what, we're going to play something we don't normally do. We're going to play the whole press conference together, Kyle. So we have we're going to play Jaden Gardner. We'll get his comments. Then we'll get the comments of J.J. Miles, who's looking pretty good too. And then we'll get finally the coach, Joe Dooley, his comments. And I'll tell you what, let's do that right now.
Jaden, strong outing for you guys tonight. Things didn't go out the way you really wanted them to there at the end, but talk about what went well for you guys overall.
Moving the ball, and we had 21 assists. We've really struggled in zone in the past and just in practice working on it. And we saw strides tonight. Moved the ball very well. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough stops tonight.
Jake, second straight game, you guys have a chance to kind of win that game. The final few minutes, how frustrating is that?
It's very frustrating. This game, you got to figure out how to win and just got to be able to execute down the stretch and listen better and execute better. That's X's and O's, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
Jake, you did. I think the game was tied at 65-65, and you weren't able to get the ball in those two back-to-back possessions. Is that just the way Tulsa was defending you?
What was the last word you said?
Was that the way Tulsa was defending you, where they just really denied you the ball?
I mean, I was trying my best to get the ball those two possessions. Unfortunately, I just didn't get it. I just tried to get it, but I wasn't able to get it, and just live with the results.
Jaden, Tulsa was able to get to the stripe with regularity tonight. You guys did to a certain degree as well, but talk about how things were going on that on the defensive end of the court and what you were seeing a little bit.
It was just very frustrating. Not getting the same number on the other end, and a lot of questionable calls tonight, a lot of blocks tonight. It was just wasn't going our way, and sometimes it doesn't go your way, and sometimes it does, and you're happy when it does go your way. So we had to be able to overcome that, even though it wasn't our favorite night.
Jaden, despite the loss, back-to-back games for you, it seems like you're getting back in rhythm. Joe has been talking about how hard it's been to get in rhythm this season. Despite the loss, do you feel like you're getting back to your normal self? It looks like it.
I mean, yes, that's all it takes. Rhythm, just playing games, consistency, practice two times, play a game, practice two times, play a game. And people don't understand how vital that is to be shut down and then come out and just try to get back in shape and practice and play a game. And it's vital that we're getting these opportunities to practice and play and practice and play. And as you've seen, we keep getting better each time we come out here. So we're starting to figure some things out.
I was going to ask, when you're in a losing streak like this, is the best thing to do to just kind of keep playing and have a shot at stopping that? I mean, just kind of mentally, is that what y'all want to do, is to just keep playing games and eventually you're going to get one?
I mean, yes, prepare to win all those games, but you want to come out here and give your best effort and keep getting better. Coach mentioned that we got to keep getting better during these stretches, even though we're losing right now. We got to keep coming here with the winning mindset to come get better at practice and then come out here and compete. Anything else for Jaden, guys? Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jay.
JJ, how frustrating have these last two games been? Kind of being in it right in the end and not able to come out on top.
It's tough, you know, we still trying to get back in rhythm with all the corona thing going on, but you know what I'm saying? We're gonna take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time, and get back to where we was.
JJ, you guys got more shots than they got. They got a heck of a lot more free throws than you guys got. What's your take on how things went today and how the game was called overall?
Man, we was shooting jump. They was aggressive coming down and off the dribbles. We just work on guarding it better in practice.
What are some of the challenges, JJ, especially for the guards right now in this league, you know, just against these opponents? Is there anything you've kind of pinpointed of what's been difficult, you know, during this obviously kind of losing streak?
Really just paying to detail, you know, scouting report, know your players, where you guard and what they do. So, yeah.
JJ, are you a Cardinals fan or are you just wearing the hat?
Oh, no, I don't even know what team has to do it for.
I was only going to ask because they made a big trade yesterday. Never mind. I'll stay quiet. I'll mute myself.
Mark, you're muted. Despite losing the ball game today, you guys continue to improve. How close do you guys feel like that you are to beginning to turn things around a bit?
We're right there, like we said. We just got Dewey back. We just got the full team back. We'll have Tyree back coming into this week, and he's a big part of the team. So then we'll be good going to it next week.
Anything else for Jaden or JJ?
Thanks, so. All right, Jordan. Obviously, disappointing the way we closed it out. I thought, we had a couple opportunities, and I get to give Tulsa credit. Obviously, they made some plays, especially Rochelle. And I thought Joyner, I thought a real key in the basketball game, to tell you the truth, play was Jackson. I thought he played with great energy and really got a couple of loose balls for him and did some things that really, was good defensively. He had a steal and just gave him a lot of energy, which I thought really helped him.
Our second straight game, you guys right there at the end, and it doesn't finish the way you want. Just how frustrating is that?
It's part of learning how to win. I mean, we've got to, I mean, everybody talks about this or that. There's really a handful of plays in the first half that set the tone. There's a handful of plays in the second half. And then how do you close out, making sure when we get a stop that we rebound the ball. If there's a possession that doesn't necessarily go, at least we get a shot or get a better shot or, get to the free throw line. I thought that was the big difference in the game. Obviously, they shot a bunch of free throws, and that was a big, big differential.
With Tristan Newton today, scoreless, and obviously he's kind of coming back from COVID protocols. Does he kind of personify the team with just maybe being inconsistent or up and down and trying to find his rhythm a little bit?
Yeah, just statistically, when you analyze from last year and this year, the numbers don't even come close. And we're trying to figure it out. It's obviously probably frustrates him, but, Tristan averaged almost 12 points a game last year and, shot in the 40s. And now, it's not happening right now. And we need to figure out how to get him, get his confidence going. But, we got to get his confidence going. We're also trying to win the game. So, there's a fine line, but just the numbers from last year to this year, they're polar opposites, and we need to try to figure it out. We've talked about it, watched tape and on it, and that would really help if he got going a little bit, like Jaden has the last couple of games.
Yeah, Joe, speaking of Jaden, I just want to say I'm glad you didn't get hit by a car and saw you on the sideline today. But speaking of Jaden, despite the loss, just to see him get back in rhythm the past two games, that has to be comforting on your side, right?
Yeah, it's really comforting. I mean, and when you look across the numbers, today what cost us was our defense. And we scored enough points at home to win a game. If you don't put them on the free throw line and we get a couple timely stops, and we had 21 assists on 25 field goals. We did some good things. Now, were there some possessions that were a little off kilter? Yes, but I thought it was really our defense and on a lot of things that we know how to guard that we've got to clean up here quickly.
You look at the box score, you got more shots than they did, but they sure did get to the free throw line with a lot more regularity. Some of those were a bit on the questionable side, too. When they shoot twice as many free throws as you guys do, how do you win a ball game like that?
It's hard. And you look, and obviously there's mistakes made both ways officiating, but there was a couple that when you watch the tape, go back and it bothers you, but that's the same thing. That's not the reason we lost the game. There was 50-50 balls. There was, we had to guard better, and there's also a couple of offensive possessions I wish we could have had back.
Coach, given all the COVID stuff you've been through and then obviously the losing spell you're in right now, do you feel the frustration starting to mount a little bit, or do you think the guys are still pretty engaged?
Well, I hope they're frustrated. I mean, if they're not frustrated, then we have a problem. I mean, losing's miserable. So, and no one cares. I mean, I watch teams come out of pause and all these other, I watch Clemson, and that scared me to death watching them come out. I think the real key for us is getting better now, trying to get back to where we were before Christmas. Start getting some bodies back, start getting some practice, start getting some rhythm offensively and start getting some, back to seeing things that we know how to guard. And we had three or four today. We know how to tag a roll, and we tagged it long enough. And ends up in baskets. So I do think we need some practice reps and some game reps.
Clearly this team is getting better. I know it's not much Soltis right now, but do you get the sense that they're learning how to take more advantage of the opportunities that they get and getting closer to winning?
It's a fragile thing, as we all know. I mean, I felt pretty good coming out of Christmas or going to Christmas that, you know, I think we won the games we should win. Now we can get better when we come back. And we've had a little bit of a rough stretch, and it is what it is. Now I think the big thing is, how do you stay together? How do you get better? How do you compete? How do we clean up some things and try to get our guys better?
And some of that, obviously, we've talked about it for years, attributed to the league and the grind of, you know, if you lose a close game like this, you know the next opponent you have is going to present a lot of the same challenges. It kind of just game to game how difficult it can be in this league, I guess.
It's a really good league. I mean, you know, you look at, I mean, you know, Memphis, I mean, Houston's going to be a top, you know, 2-3 seed, you know, depending upon how they finish up. You know, Memphis is on a bit of a tear. SMU's good. You know, if you look at what Tulsa's done, you know, Tulsa's won on the road. You know, we've got good teams in our league, and if you're a little bit off, you'll get beat. I mean, Temple's on an upswing. If you're not ready to play, you'll get beat, and even if you play well, you could get beat.
Take one more.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Coach Joe Dooley there with his comments on the game and post game yesterday. And with us, I believe we have Bubba Rosenwald. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I appreciate you coming on. I know that Pirates difficult losing yesterday to Tulsa, the Golden Hurricane at 77-68 at home, and five straight losses now, Bubba. That's the biggest stat that we're looking at. But the main thing is right now, as Coach was saying, that it's a sad thing because we have a situation where you're looking at where they started out so good, as we talked about. I know we have the stats right here, so we'll put those up on the screen. And for people listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime, we're going to tell you about it. Final stats for ECU and Tulsa, starting out with the field goal percentage. East Carolina, 25 out of 58. It's okay at 43.1%. You'd like to have 50%. Obviously, and that's exactly what Tulsa got, 24 out of 48 for 50%. 5 of 18 of 3 points, three-pointers, that's not going to do it, 27.8% for that. And you had Pirates with, as Bubba mentioned, out 10 more attempts for the Pirates. You look at that percentage there for three-pointers for not too great as well, 6 of 16, 37.5%, but anyway, the biggest story, though, is what I was getting to, and I know Bubba wanted me to mention, is that Tulsa had 14 more free throws. They were 23 out of 32, 71, right at 72%, 71.9 to be exact. And that was really the difference in the game right there. Is I know there was mention of that in the press conference by the media asking the players and Coach Dooley about that very thing. Pirates did decent at the line. They just couldn't get to the line. 13 out of 18. If you at least have 70% as a team, that's decent. And they had 72.2%. So we'll take that, especially. Rebounds was not as bad as we've had before. We had rebounds not too bad. 38 for Tulsa. And we did decent with 28. Assists, we did very well. 21 assists to their 13, and you'd like to have less than 13, but 13 turnovers for the Pirates is average, I would say. So most of those second half turnovers, 14 overall for Tulsa. Looking at the individual leaders for the game, starting off with the Pirates, hey, what can you say about Jaden Gardner? 26 points, really close to another double-double, 11 out of 16 for the field goals. He finally, this is the second game, I really believe that concussion protocol played a big factor in those games when he was off. Tremont Robinson White, very happy to see him doing very well. He looks like he is 100%, certainly a lot better as far healthier than last year. 15 points. He had four straight wins, four straight with games, that is, with 15 points. And how about J.J. Miles? Another great game. with 13. But then you have Rochelle. He had 21 points, 10 rebounds. Dawa had 16 points, 8 rebounds. Richie, 14 points. Joyner, 11 points. And Jackson, 10 points. Anytime you have that many players and double points, I should say double figures, rather, then that is going to be most likely you're going to win the game. So I know that Bubba's a stats guy, but that we held our own, obviously, but the free throws is the one thing that really stood out to me. And obviously, we'd love to shoot the ball better from three-point land. 27% as we had up is just not going to do it. That we had trouble last year where we had all those games where we lost 10 points or less. I think it was six games or more. But anyway, tough night for – tough afternoon for the Pirates. But what can you say? Next up, we're going to have Wednesday night. The Pirates are going to be taking on Houston. And so that's going to be a big game for them. For sure, Pirates will have to do much better, but you're looking at the number six team in the country. That's going to be a really big thing. In fact, till Tuesday night, we'll try to have a preview. We'll talk about our programming. We'll try to get a guest there for, obviously, we'll be talking about the Houston game on our Tuesday night show. But Wednesday night's the actual game on ESPN Plus. Airtime is at 6 o'clock. 5:30 will be the time for the IMG Learfield College, Learfield IMG College broadcast. And of course, that's with Jeff Charles and Cy Seymour. And that's going to be fantastic for sure. Tuesday night, we know we definitely have David Glenn, our good friend previously from the David Glenn Show. He'll be on to talk about sports and life and I'm sure COVID and much, much more. We'll have other guests. Plus, we'll be talking about the Houston preview. On Thursday night, of course, we'll have another great preview. Pirates have some tough games here. We mentioned the Houston game, and they'll have more to come. The schedule doesn't get any easier, folks, when you have Houston, and then they go right back to Memphis on Saturday at 2 o'clock. So Thursday night we'll have a preview of that. Want to mention, too, we have our D1. Speaking of previews, Bubba's going out of his way, as always. We appreciate him. With the D1 previews. If you haven't heard that, that's for the state of North Carolina. College baseball preview going on, and the teams can't start until February 19th. It's obviously 18 programs. The only one that we're not sure about right now is NC State. We're working on that. So hopefully the Wolfpackers will come back on with us like last year. We'll see about that. And we've got a lot of great things. In fact, Kermit Smith of Appalachian State, we've got that was released yesterday. UNC Wilmington Coach Hood and Coach Kennedy, they have been released today. And we want to thank Randy Hood of Wilmington and Mike Kennedy of Elon. A lot of great coaches. We appreciate them so much. A lot of great fun. And thanks to Bubba working really hard behind the scenes. It's a lot of scheduling, a lot of stuff, working out schedules and all that stuff, plus producing them. So thanks to Bubba for the D1 preview. Plus, 23 Jungle Tales. He's been working really hard on that. We'll have more of those for you as we give you 23 former players that. And I want to mention, thank you, Bubba, on the screen now. And for those listening, pgxgloves.com. We cannot say enough good. He is so awesome. Mark Minakazi. Kaz is so great. I've ordered stuff from him. We're going to order more stuff next week. I got some more stuff. Things you can order. Well, you can get some custom baseball gloves. They have the batting gloves. Personalized. They have youth stuff. They have football gloves. Like Kyle said earlier in the show, if you're a golfer, they have golf gloves. A lot of cool swag. And again, it's founded by Pirate great Mark Minakazi, who played a third base for Randy Mazey during that era in the early 2000s. So we appreciate Kaz for all his hard work. We appreciate him playing hard for the Pirates and, of course, sponsoring this segment, sponsoring the program. What a great show. 23 Jungle Tales. Appreciate Kaz very, very much. Well, we had a great show, and we appreciate, obviously, Kyle from LaGrange Barber. Thank you, sir, very, very much. Appreciate Bubba producing behind the scenes. I know he's got a lot going on and stepped up the plate, as he always does. He's multitasking. Appreciate your brother for that. Until next time, we'll be back with you on Tuesday nights. As we have a great show with David Glenn previewing Houston and so much more. You've been watching and listening to the Pirate Basketball Overtime right here on the Sports Objective. Good night, everybody. And as always, go Pirates.